McCarthy, Jordan, and Comer to discuss investigation of Alvin Bragg. By Wendell Hasebo on April 5, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, RO, and Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, will discuss an investigation into Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and the political weaponization of his office, Comer told CNN on Tuesday. The discussion will reportedly take place this week and will focus on figuring out a path moving forward after Bragg refused to cooperate with House Republicans' oversight. On Friday, Bragg's office admitted that roughly $5,000 in federal funds had gone toward its investigation of former President Donald Trump or the Trump Organization. Whether Bragg used federal funds to investigate Trump was a point of interest for House Republicans. After Bragg's acknowledgement of the funds, some Republicans pledged to investigate Bragg for the illegal weaponization of his office. GOP House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, tweeted Tuesday that Alvin Bragg must answer under oath for the illegal weaponization of his office. The shameful arrest of President Trump is an unprecedented and chilling chapter in the left's weaponization of the justice system against their leading political opponent, she added in a statement. This dangerous and illegal overreach by a radical DA has completely backfired for the corrupt far-left Democrats who would rather desperately tear apart the fabric of our country than face President Trump at the ballot box. Bragg charged Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree Tuesday afternoon during his historic arraignment. Trump pleaded not guilty. This indictment is not the first time Bragg has tried to get Trump. During his 2021 Democrat primary race, the prosecutor campaigned on his record of suing the Trump administration more than 100 times. He also won a conviction late last year of the Trump Organization on charges of orchestrating a 15-year tax fraud, though Trump personally was not charged in the incident. A few months later, Bragg's office began presenting evidence to a New York grand jury about payments to Stormy Daniels. In March, Bragg convinced the jury to indict Trump. Legal experts believe the case holds little merit. Law professor Jonathan Turley criticized it as legally pathetic. As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including Renos, and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime and that it should never have been brought, Trump stated Tuesday evening. Even people that are not big fans have said it. They said this is not the right thing to do. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.